take 5 minutes. You take 5 minutes. I will take 5 minutes. Okay, I will say, I will tell why this life is worth to live. And you can take 5 minutes and you can tell me why this life is not worthless to live. After 10 minutes, you can choose your way. I will choose my way. And they take 10 minutes, each take 5 minutes. That policeman take 5 minutes and he said his reason why this life is worth to live. And this would-be suicide take his own 5 minutes and tell why this life is worthless to live. And after 10 minutes later, do you know what happened? 10 minutes later, they stood on the bridge together, joined hand in hand, and jumped into the water together. Of course, this is gallows humor. Extremely negative story. But this story is giving us very challengeable question. As a Christian in this world, I want challenge to each of us with this question, including me also. As a Christian, as a child of God, are you encouraging this world or are you discouraged by this world? Are you affecting this world positively or are you affected from this world negatively? This terrible story gives us this practical question and challenge to us. The key to this question is faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Faith. Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4-5, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it who overcomes the world? Only he who has faith in Jesus Christ. Only he who believes in his heart, Jesus is the Son of God. Let me say some more stories in the Bible. This is true story. In Matthew chapter 8, one day, a Roman soldier, centurion, came to Jesus and asked, Lord, help me. My servant is suffering terribly with paralyzed sickness. Then Jesus said to him, okay, I will go and heal him. But this soldier said, no, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. He showed great humility. But Jesus did not say, you show great humility. But Jesus said to him, you have great faith. I have not found in Israel such a great faith like this. Another story, in Matthew chapter 15, a Canaanite woman came to Jesus and begged, Lord, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from the demon possession. Then Jesus said to her, harshly, I am sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. It means you are Gentile. Then this woman said, yes, Lord, I'm Gentile, but help me. Then Jesus said to her again, it is not right to take children's bread and give it to dogs. It means you are like a dog. But this woman did not give up. Also, this woman said, yes, Lord, that's true. But even dogs eat crumbs, piece of bread from their master's table. Yes, this woman shows great patience, perseverance. But Jesus did not say to her, you have great perseverance, patience. But Jesus said to her, you have great faith. Your request is granted. Immediately, she was healed completely, perfectly. Another story in Mark chapter 2, four friends brought his friend, sick friend, paralyzed on mat. They tried to approach Jesus, but they could not approach Jesus because of a huge crowd, not only inside, but also outside. So they climbed up on the roof, and they made a hole, digging through it, and they lowered the mess, their friends, in front of Jesus Christ. They showed great friendship. They showed great efforts. And Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, and Jesus said to him, son, your sins are forgiven. Get up and go your home. Immediately he got up and went his home. Another story in Mark chapter 10, a blind man named Bartimaeus, he was begging on the street, sitting. He was a beggar. Then he heard Jesus passing by. He shouted, Lord, son of David, help me, have mercy on me. And they rebuked him. Be quiet. But they rebuked him, but he did not stop shouting. He shouted all the more, louder and louder, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. And he threw his cloak outside and he jumped on his feet and approached Jesus. And Jesus asked him, what do you want? Do you have hope? Do you have a desire in your heart? Jesus asked him a very simple question. What do you want? What do you want me to do for you? And his answer is very simple, very clear. I want to see. I want to see. He shows earnestness, eagerness. But Jesus said to him, your faith has healed you. From these four stories, what is the point? What is the common thing? In each of these four things, four cases, what Jesus saw and rewarded was faith. F-A-I-T-H. From this story, we can know real faith. Do you have real faith? Real faith brings, real faith produces all we need. What you need, what I need. Real faith produces patience, hope, expectation, perseverance, humility, efforts. All things is brought by faith. Also, faith produces hope. Today's title is only one word, faith. And what is faith? Yes, we are very, very familiar with faith. We are called believers. Believers means those who have faith. Are you very clear in this question? What is faith? What is the definition of faith? What is the saving faith? What is the meaning of faith? Of course, it is not easy to formulate a simple and adequate definition. But in conversion, in our salvation, in conversion, we can define the definition of faith. In conversion, faith is the turning of our soul to God by believing, accepting, confessing Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Also, it means faith is action of the heart. You have heart. We have heart. Then faith is the action of the heart. It means faith involves our intellectual, emotional, and volitional change. Let us see briefly its elements, at least the three elements of real faith: intellectual, emotional, and volitional. Intellectual element of faith involves belief in the revelation of God in nature and in the historical facts of scriptures and in the doctrines as to man's sinfulness and redemption provided by Jesus Christ and conditions to salvation and all blessings promised to God's children. This is intellectual element of faith. We need these parts, but we must know that only intellectual element is not enough. Saving faith is much more than intellectual assent, intellectual agreements. You know, even demon, Satan has this kind of faith. James 2:19 says, "You believe that there is one God? Good, that's good. But even the demon believes that and shudder, tremble. Even demons believe God, but demon is saved or not? Not saved. It means intellectual assent, intellectual agreements is not enough for us to reach saving faith. Also, faith has emotional elements. The emotional elements of faith means awakening of our soul to its personal needs and to personal applicability of the redemption provided by Jesus Christ, together with immediate assent to this whole truth. Of course, we need emotional reaction to the Word of God. But we must know that even emotional elements is not enough for us to have saving faith. You know, Jesus says, some hear the Word of God and at once receive it with joy. It means through emotional reaction. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution, hardship comes because of the Word of God, he quickly falls away. We must know even emotional elements is not enough. Yes, to have saving faith, we need volitional response and commitment to the Word of God. Volitional elements of faith is just a logical outgrowth of the intellectual and emotional. Imagine, if we accept the revelation of God and his salvation as true and come to assent this truth as applicable to ourselves personally, we must logically go on to appropriate it as ourselves, to ourselves. It means saving faith has three parts of all elements in it. It means, easily speaking, saving faith is a total surrender of our hearts to God, total commitments of our hearts to Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. That is why Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I'll give you rest. I'll give you salvation. Learn from me. Take my yoke and learn from me." You know, Jesus says like this. Can you accept this sentence of Jesus? Jesus says like this. If somebody comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, his wife, his brothers, sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciples. Anyone who comes to me but does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. Can you accept? Can you agree? Can you believe? This is faith. You know, real faith, saving faith is a total, not partial, total, whole commitments of our life, our hearts to Jesus Christ. Believe the Lord Jesus. Very, very short sentence. Believe the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. It means believe Jesus as your Lord, then you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But we must remember we cannot recognize Jesus as King and Savior until we ourselves abdicate. Why? Because he is Lord. When we call Jesus Lord, it means we recognize his lordship in my life. Also, we recognize my total slaveship, servantship to him. Do you call Jesus Lord? Shall we shout together? Lord!
Lord.
Difficult? Lord. Okay, let us turn to the text. Only one verse. Shall we read one more time? Please memorize this one sentence, not only in your head, in your brain, but also in your heart, with your whole life, with your action. Let us read one more time. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. As we know, we are starting the book Hebrews. The theme of the book Hebrews is what? Superiority of Christ. Remember. Then Hebrews, the book Hebrews has three parts. First part from chapter 1 to 6, says Jesus Christ is a superior person. And second part from chapter 7 to 10 says Jesus Christ exercised superior priesthood by sacrifice of himself once for all. And from chapter 11 to 13, we are starting today. We are just starting third part of this book, Hebrews. Then third part from chapter 11 to 13 is superior principle. Shall we say it together? Superior principle.
Superior
principle. What is superior principle? Faith. That is why last Sunday we just heard as introduction of this third part, the righteous will live by faith. How many times repeated in this sentence in the whole Bible? Four. Habakkuk, Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews. Our life is governed by faith. Our life is controlled by what we believe. Faith is to believe. Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Faith is to Christian what ground is to this building. Do you believe under this building there is a ground foundation? Do you believe that? Faith for Christian is like ground on which this building is standing. Just like without ground, without foundation, this building cannot stand. This building will collapse. So without faith, we cannot stand in this world. We are to collapse. Then this sentence, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This sentence is not definition of faith, but just a description of what faith does, how faith works. It means real faith makes us be sure of what we hope for and assured, convicted of what we do not see. Yes, as we know, hope and faith cannot be separated, go together. Hope has to do with the future, but faith has to do with the past, present, and future. So, faith, real faith produces hope, and hope produces joy and expectation and patience, not passive, negative patience, but positive, active patience, because assured, convicted, based on the promise of God. We have hope. We hope for Jesus' return. Do you believe that? We hope for our resurrection body someday, soon. We hope for our full victory and glorification. And we hope to reign with Jesus Christ in the future. This is our hope. You know, our hope. Our Christian hope is not like world's hope. Not just like I hope so feeling. We say like this very easily without deep thinking. I hope so. I hope I will do in the next exam, next test. But our hope is not uncertain desire for the better future. Our Christian hope is a certain desire for the promised and guaranteed future based on His promise given to us. What is like a Christian hope? We can see, shall we read one more time? Verse 1, only one. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, so we fix our eyes on what, not what is seen, but what is unseen. Because what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. Faith is power. Faith is power, ability to see what is unseen, to see what is invisible. Our Christian, let me say, three characteristics of our Christian hope is like. Our Christian hope is belief in God, in Jesus Christ, against this world, against the world. For example, sometimes we are living in this world. If we follow, before saying this sentence, I once asked another challengeable question. Are you following the standard of this world or standard of God? Very difficult question, also to me, honestly. Sometimes, if we follow the standards of this world, we may well have easy, comfort, maybe prosperity, material success. But if we follow the standards of God, it may well we have pain, loss, unpopularity. But our conviction is that it is much better to suffer with God than to prosper with this world. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, encountered the moments of great choice to obey King Nebuchadnezzar and worship the king's golden image and enjoy easy and comfortable life, or obey God and enter the where? Fire. Enter the fiery furnace. They know if they follow the standards of Nebuchadnezzar, what will happen to them? If they follow the standards of God, what will happen to them? They knew very clearly. But without hesitation, they chose God. Why? Because they have faith. They have hope, assurance, conviction that God is in control of everything. They were able to see what is unseen far beyond what is seen. They could see eternity beyond this world. This is the power of faith. You know, all the time, as long as we are living in this world, we must choose one from two choices. This is our Christian hope, practically. Another point is our Christian hope is belief in our spirit against the senses. I have sense, you have sense. See, feel, touch, feeling, taste. But our senses, five or six senses, say to us all the time, take, hold what you can touch, what you can feel, what you can taste, what you can handle, what you can enjoy. The senses tell us to understand, to grip the things of the moment. But our spirit tells us there is something far much more beyond this sense. So we believe in the spirit than senses. Finally, our Christian hope is belief the future. Verse 1 says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Our Christian hope is belief in the future against the present. You know, we must know that what looks miserable at that moment can be present and joyful in the long run. What looks successful, prosperous, can be miserable, hopeless in the long run. What looks weak and winner can turn out strong, or a loser, sometimes mixed in the long run. For example, let me say real example. We know next time in this chapter we will study about Abel. You know Abel, first person introduced as the man who lived by faith. Cain in Genesis chapter 4, very, very long time, long, long time. Cain killed Abel. Cain looked strong and winner. Abel looked weak and loser at that moment. But in the long run, the opposite is true. We must see in the long run by faith. Yes, we know Pontius Pilate judged Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate was on the chair of authority and power. Jesus was hanging on the tree at that moment. But in the long run, Jesus is the judge over him. Do you agree? In human history, once Nero condemned Paul. Nero looked powerful, victorious, glorious, and Paul looked shameful at that moment. But in the long run, Nero became one symbol of shame, and Paul became one of good example of a Christian we must follow. Then we know that today, even around us, many, many Christian parents call their son Paul, right? But some people call their dogs Nero. Do you know that? I heard somebody call his dog Nero. We cannot emphasize the importance of faith. Yes, by faith we are saved. By faith, our prayer is answered. By faith, we can see the glory of God. By faith, we can please God. By faith, we can be healed. By faith, we can grow in faith. By faith, we can be constant blessing to others. And finally, let us see briefly, then, if faith is so, so, so important in our Christian life, what is the source of the faith? If you have faith, can you boast of your faith? What is the source? What is the source of real faith? We can see two sides. One side is God's side, divine side. The other is man's, our side. On divine side, we must know that faith is gift from God. Faith is also gift. That is why next chapter, chapter 12 says, Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the perfecter and author of our faith. Faith is the gift of God. Shall we say it together? Faith is the gift of God. If we have a saving faith, we are really, really blessed, but we have nothing to boast of. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9 says, by grace. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. Not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works. So then no one can boast. But also on human's part, human side, we must know something about faith, about source of faith. First, the rhythm. The source, the main source of faith is the written and spoken word of God. Do you have a written word of God? Do you hear spoken word of God every day? Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from what? From hearing the message. Whose message? President message? No. Message of Christ. Message of God. Very clear. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing message. The message, the word of Jesus Christ. Yes, the word of God is main source of faith. And also not only word of God, but also prayer. Our prayer is the source of God. That is why we need to pray. We must pray. Lord, increase my faith. Shall we pray together? Lord, increase my faith. Okay, one more time, together. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Apostles and disciples ask Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. And some men ask Jesus, Lord, help me to overcome my unbelief. If you do not believe, if it is very difficult to you to believe, if you have no faith, please ask. Ask honestly, Jesus, because he is the author and perfect of faith. He is the owner. He is master. He is creator of faith. Lord, help me to overcome my unbelief. Also, finally, by practice of faith, our faith can grow in faith. Practice of faith is very, very important. Practice of faith is the exercise of faith. If you have a regular exercise, your muscle will be built up, right? Bodybuilding, just like bodybuilding. So by exercise, by practice of faith, we can grow in faith. God bless all of us by through and real saving faith. Let us close and pray, reading one more time this short one, very powerful sentence, 11 and 1. Okay, ready, go. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. One more time. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Amen. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we confess Jesus is Lord and Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and my God. Father, we believe your word is true. We believe your word is very, very applicable in our life. O Lord God, help us to overcome our doubt, our unbelief. O Lord, we know faith is gift from you, from our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfect of our faith. Father God, help us to see what is unseen. O Lord, help us to know that there is another world to come beyond this visible world. Help us to live by light of eternity, because you promise, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Father, we hope for our resurrection. We hope for our eternal life. We hope for our abundance life. We hope for our heavenly life, victorious life, glorious life. Father, we know this hope is not uncertain desire, but certain desire, guaranteed, promised, assured, convicted, based on your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless all people in this room, all children in this room, to enjoy real life, abundant life, glorious life, by believing, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father God, help us to commit our whole life to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Thank you, Lord. All glory back to Jesus. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.